He hit the cave roof, recoiling. His neural mnemonic circuits were visualizing a physiological schematic of his body, an écorché figure with feet flashing urgent red. Neatly tabulated information that was neither sound nor vision was pulsing into his consciousness, telling him the extent of the wounds. He really didn't want to know. The gruesome details were acting like an emetic. Steam was still gushing into the cave, building in pressure. He could actually hear the gale screeching its affliction. Caustic probes of red light stabbed down through the gash in the ceiling, fluctuating erratically. He hit the polyp again, jarring his arm. The knocks and spinning and pain were too much. He vomited. The SII suit immediately vented the acidic fluid as his stomach spasmed. He cried out in anguish as the sour juices sloshed round in his mouth, rationality fading away. His neural mnemonics recognized what was happening and damped down all external nerve inputs, ordered the suit processor to feed him a draft of cool, clear oxygen, then fired the maneuvering pack jets at full power to stop his madcap oscillations. The suspension couldn't have lasted more than 10 seconds. When he took notice of the sensor visualization again, the red light illuminating the cave had been extinguished, and the steam was rushing back out of the gap, currents tugging him gently back up towards it again. He reached out an arm to steady himself against the ceiling. His fingers closed automatically around a metal conduit pinned to the polyp. Joshua did a fast double take, then began to scan the suit collar sensors round the cave. There were no ends in sight. It wasn't a cave, it was a passage slightly curved. The conduit was one of 20 running along the ceiling. They all had broken open below the gash, a familiar feathery fan of ragged photonic cables protruded. His neural mnemonics were clamoring for attention, medical data insistent against his synapses. He reviewed it quickly, quashing the return of the nausea. His souls had burnt down to the bone. There were several options stored in the neural mnemonics medical program. He chose the simplest. Shut off for nerves below the knee, infusing a dose of antibiotics from the armor's emergency pack, and shunting a mild tranquilizer program into primary mode to calm his inflamed thoughts. While he waited for the drugs to start working, he took a more measured assessment of the passage. The polyp had ruptured in several places. Water and a syrupy fluid had spouted in, freezing over the walls in long streaks, turning the passage into a winterland grotto. They were boiling now, crusty surface temporarily turned back to a liquid by the retreating steam frothing like bad beer. When he shone the suit's lights into the rents, he could see tubes running parallel to the passage. Water ducts, nutrient arteries, sewage ducts, whatever. They were the habitat's utilities. Edenist habitats were riddled with similar channels. He summoned up the inertial guidance display and integrated the passage into the data construct of the shell section. If the curve was reasonably constant, one end would emerge from the section's edge after 30 meters. He started to move up the other way, watching the conduits. He didn't have anywhere else to go. The passage branched, then branched again. One junction had 5 passages. Ice clogged a lot of the walls, bulging outward in smooth mounds. In several places it was virtually impassable. Once he had to use the thermal inducer again. The conduits were often buried under frosted waves. The destruction had been as great down here as it had everywhere else in the habitat. That should have warned him. The hemispherical chamber might have held the central storage system for the offices above. There was no way of telling now. The conduits which had led him loyally this far all snaked in through an open archway, then split at the apex 3 meters over his head, running down the curving walls like silver ribs. There had been a great deal of electronic equipment in here at one time. Slate-gray columns, a meter or so high, with radiator fins running down the outside, the equivalent of human processor module stacks. Some of them were visible. Badly vacuum-eroded now, their fragile complex innards, mashed beyond salvation, battered ends sticking out of the rubble. Nearly half of the ceiling had collapsed, and the resulting pile of polyp slivers had agglutinated in an alarmingly concave wall, as though the avalanche had halted halfway through. If gravity was ever reapplied here, the whole lot would come crashing down. Whatever force had rampaged through the chamber when the habitat broke apart had left total devastation in its wake. Maybe it was deliberate, he mused, because it certainly is very thorough. Maybe they didn't want any records to survive.